What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Jamon Bolton, another episode of the Jamon Bolton Show. Just want to dive right into it. As we all know, unless you've been living under a rock and don't follow sport or don't follow sports at all, we all know about the big NBA trade that went down today. It's kind of what I want to really discuss. My phone's been buzzing since about 5 this morning. You know, I couldn't help it. My phone started vibrating early this morning. I thought it was just repeat tweets coming up. But it was for real. Woj was tweeting. Woj was added early this morning. All the other insiders were added. And obviously, we all know the details. Now we finally have the details. Initially, it was just Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan going from San Antonio and Toronto, swapping teams, obviously. But San Antonio sending Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green into Toronto for DeMar DeRozan, Jacob Pope, and a protected 2019 first-round pick. So, to me, that was shocking initially. The whole thing was shocking to me. I just wasn't really, you know, let me just say this. Let me just dive right into it, right? Like, I'm not going to be long, but I just really want to really dig into this just because I think it shows a lot about DeRozan. It shows a lot about sports teams, and it gave a lot of us fans a valuable lesson, right? So it shocked me. I'll elaborate a little bit more on the show, but I didn't expect DeRozan to get let go. You know, he's the mainstay for the franchise. The fact that they traded for Kawhi makes me scratch my head even more. Obviously, we all know where he wants to be. We all know. We've heard, oh, New York, the uncle's doing. But we all know he wants to be back home in L.A. Whether it's with the Clippers or the Lakers, we don't know yet, but that's kind of where we're headed at right now. This is what we're trying to figure out as far as where he'll be next year. But the fact that they put the franchise future at risk because they wanted to take a chance on him just doesn't really sit well with me. You know, he's not even thinking about staying beyond the season. According to reports, he doesn't want to be there. You know, there's been other reports leaking out that he may not even be there, he may not even stay. So we don't know what's going to be going on or what's happening. So I don't even know. You know, the whole thing about him sitting out next season is just crazy, and it's just been floating around. So I don't know how much truth it is to it, but it just seems like every report that I'm seeing, it's got to be some validity to it, you know, that he's doing this and he's saying that. It's just a little crazy. So Toronto's front office, you know, it just shows how much the business aspect of it is. You know, they talked to DeRozan the other day. I believe they were in Vegas at the Summer League. They talked to him. Everybody said, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. We're going to take care of everything. You'll be with us. And then, boom, you'll get traded. So that's the nature of the business for you. People don't really seem to understand it. As a fan, you'll never really understand what the business is, why the business is like that. But I get why players do what they do. So it's a business at the end of the day, as I just repeated. I mean, look at Boston, right? You figure they would have awarded Isaiah Thomas with at least $150 million contract. I mean, the dude played his heart out. You know, people are going to critique you and they're going to try to break your game down. And Steven Jackson makes a big point about this. He's always talking about how, you know, teams hire guys that never played basketball, don't know a damn thing about the game, and they're sitting there telling you who you should draft and who you should pick. Some people just don't really have the eye. You know, in certain situations, like the Lakers, they got lucky in the 80s when he had Jerry West. You know, some guys are just basketball guys. You got like Donnie Walsh. You know, he's a basketball guy. You know, you got other guys that didn't play, you know, and they just happened to get it right. But a lot of times, you know, you'd have these executives that, you know, were players and they kind of have a different understanding. But when you got the guy that just, you know, just kind of knows logistics and can tell you how to break this down, how to break the salary cap down, and he's making these player personnel decisions, it isn't the right thing to do. Again, let's go back to Isaiah Thomas. He could have been in line for $150 million payday, maybe more. They didn't want to pay him. You know, the guy played through a sister's death. You know, he almost tore his hip up playing. And, you know, yeah, you got Kyrie Irving in return. He's bigger. He's better. He's younger. So you understand why they made the trade, but also for Isaiah's sake, you're like, damn, like you didn't even put him in a situation to prosper a little bit more. I understand trading somebody, but don't put him in a situation where it's going to hinder them, because you look at what happened. He ended up going from, you know, Cleveland out to L.A., and, you know, he didn't really cash out of free agency like he should have. And he's back with Denver. You know, anytime you make $1 million a year, that's a lot of money. But in NBA circles, you know, he didn't really get what he's supposed to get. So Masai Ujiri, the Toronto GM, like, apparently, like, he didn't want to build the team around DeMar DeRozan, obviously. You know, a couple of years ago when DeRozan was a free agent, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, we got to make a splash. We got to make something happen. Kind of a la the Knicks in 2010 with Amari Stoudemire. Not taking anything away from Amari, but, you know, he wasn't the prize. He wasn't the catch. You know, it was LeBron. It was D-Wade and things like that. And obviously everybody wanted to go after LeBron, and Miami was awarded the services for 4 years. And so the Knicks had to make some kind of a splash. We had to do something. So we signed Amari Stoudemire. And, you know, although the Knicks never really became what we wanted them to be, he balled the hell out for this first year and a half, 2 years of his deal. And then after that, injury started to take place in it. But this is what this reminds me of. You want to make some kind of a deal. You want to get something to look at, let the fan base know, like, we're doing something. You know, we didn't do what you wanted, per se, but we're doing something. So DeMar, you know, DeMar's owed another 83 over the next 3 seasons. And Ujiri, you know, it seems like he put his job in jeopardy here. Because like I stated earlier, reports are floating around. Kawhi doesn't want to be there. And You know, for me, it's just like, look, if this is going to be a 9-10 month rental, go ahead and do your thing, man. Like, I don't really know what's going on at this point with him. And my thing is, like, do what you got to do to get your money, handle your business accordingly. Like, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for the player being number one and get what they're supposed to get. But it's just like, I mean, I don't know if I take such a chance. You know, the team itself, they fired Dwayne Casey. And you know, sometimes you need a different voice. Maybe Casey's voice was kind of falling on deaf ears. But I honestly thought that the Raptors would give the Cavaliers a tougher push than they actually did. You know, it's not their fault. LeBron is who he is, and he can take your heart, and he can play the way he can play. It's shocking to me, honestly. I really thought they had a legitimate chance of coming out the East this year, as did everyone else. You know, you don't get the top seed, and then you get bulldozed in the second round the way they did. And momentum is everything, as we all know. We've seen that they went into overtime, lost the game, ended up getting swept. Just like, you know, Cleveland. They made a blunder at the end of game one in the finals. They ended up getting swept. So it's kind of crazy. So I don't know if I'm Ujiri, if I put my job on the line here, right? I know it's intriguing, but I don't see this working out in Toronto's favor. I mean, you already hear the grumblings. He doesn't want to be there. Toronto's a beautiful city, but I mean, for a guy that's a West Coast guy who played in Texas, he's not gonna want to deal with that win up there. That's a brutal winner. So now you got these rumblings happening, and we don't even know what's about to occur. It's gonna be a windfall of things that occur the next couple of days. And that's just me going off of what I'm thinking and what I, you know, common sense tells me. You know, for me, if I'm Ujiri, I'm gonna keep DeRozan. I figure we can build a few more pieces around him. And granted, everybody's on TV. Oh, he's not a superstar. He's a pretty damn good player, right? You made a couple of all-star teams. You're a damn good player in this league. And I wouldn't mind having you on my team. If he was a Knick, I'd be happy. I'm sure, if he was a Brooklyn Net, the Brooklyn Net fans would be happy. So people always have something to say and they're a little indifferent about him. But for me, with Toronto, most American guys that go up there, obviously everybody that plays for Toronto is American usually. But nobody wants to stay. You know, Vince left, T Mac left. And in T Mac's case, he was young, he was blossoming, and he had a chance to do something special in Orlando. You know, it was he and Grant Hill. Didn't expect Grant Hill's injuries to be the way they were, but that was going to be a dynamic duo. And if anybody remembers, we also had Tim Duncan almost sign, sealed, and delivered until he got that last-minute phone call from David Robinson telling him, like, look, it's best you become a Spur. But Tim Duncan was almost there. So in McGrady's case, I would have made the jump as well. You know, getting a chance to play with Grant Hill and Tim Duncan possibly, or just even when it was just, you know, when they let the media know that, you know, Tim Duncan wouldn't be there, playing with Grant Hill was something that would have been pretty amazing. And to see those two in their primes would have been pretty awesome. So, but DeMar DeRozan wanted to stay. He spurned his hometown team. A kid from Compton who doesn't want to go play for the Lakers, and he likes it in Toronto. It was his peace. It was his sanctuary. He loved it up there. He built a lasting friendship with Kyle Lowry. They became like family, and they started to build a winner. They didn't really have a lot of playoff success, but for this to happen now, it's kind of crazy. And I really honestly hope they have a huge backup plan. I really hope there's something there, because it's like, what do you do? Why do you risk and put the mortgage of your franchise on the line? Why do you mortgage your franchise? Now you risk your job. Now, do you really want to be known as a guy that made this blunder? Do you really want to do that? I don't see him. I don't see them selling the fran. I don't see them selling Kawhi in the franchise within the next year or so. I think he's really going to come in. He has his own mindset. He's going to do everything it is that he wants to do, and I don't see how he sits out a year. But I don't see it being a smooth transition. So obviously, you know, the rumors are going to start piling up. What could they do? You know, he's out of San Antonio's reach now. If he ends up back in the Western Conference, San Antonio has nothing to do with it. You know, Pop promised he's not going to send him to a Western Conference team. He did just that. Kawhi's out in Toronto now. So we'll see how this definitely falls out. But Ujiri, man, I'm confused, man. You know, why would he make this deal? I really wouldn't have pulled the trigger on it. I don't care how great Kawhi is. If anybody's not signed up for more than a couple of years, if it's not like both contracts are 3 years and they're trying to swap it out, I'm not making that deal. So it's a head scratcher for me, man. Because when you trade a guy, no matter what, you're supposed to always be like, yeah, I'm on point. I'm happy. It didn't seem like it with this case. You know, you don't hear nothing. You're just hearing hearsay and quotes are coming out. The camp, his people, this, people, that. I don't know what to believe now. So I just got to sit back, you know. And take heed to what's about to occur. But I think for me, looking back, and people look at these football players, oh, Le'Veon Bell, you know, oh, why? You look at the comments on social media, oh, it's stupid. Why is he doing this? You try running through the middle and going, getting hit by a 270-pound linebacker or a damn 330-pound lineman, and you're a running back. You know, you look at Earl Campbell, no disrespect, but he can't even walk. Earl Campbell's an older man, but he's not that old. It's tough for some of these guys. I remember seeing Jerome Bettis get up and ESPN was following him in his house. He couldn't walk. It's not easy, man. Like, I just looked at Rodney Harrison's football life. He says he has days where he just want to go in his theater room and lay down and not deal with anybody. I mean, that's the effects of football. You mean to tell me a guy's not supposed to hold out and get what he's supposed to get? For that sport to be as dangerous as it is, you know, you're one hit away from your life changing whether or not you get your senses knocked out or you get paralyzed. I don't see how they don't have guaranteed deals. So I use that as an example to say, listen, I am all for an NBA player doing what they have to do. A LeBron signing a LeBron taking heed and taking over his career and doing the things the right way. Starting back in, you know, in 07 when they signed those four-year deals with an opt-out after three. You know, coming back to Cleveland, signing a two with an opt-out after one. Get every dollar you can get. Because an owner's going to sit there and use you as much as he can use you. And when you don't need you anymore, he's going to feel compelled to throw you to the wolves. You know, just look at football. Perfect example. You can kill yourself for a team. They're going to cut you the minute they don't need you. Same with basketball. They're going to get rid of you. Once you're not the man no more, they won't want nothing to do with you. They won't answer your phone call no more, probably. You know, maybe not that extreme in some instances, but if you're not the man no more, they don't need you. For what? What am I answering your phone call for? You know, so I you got to look at some of these guys. You got to take advantage of it. You know, I'm not mad at LeBron for that. You know, take advantage of your career. Do what's best for you in your career. And then handle it as best as you can. You know, everybody's always saying, oh, they're brats, they're this, they're that. Okay. You know, look at 2010, for example, when Dan Gilbert went off and called LeBron. He basically called him every kind of name in the book without saying it. And, you know, called them, you know, claimed that the Cavaliers will win a crown before LeBron won a crown. And certain things you say in anger, you know, it kind of really has a lasting impact. So imagine if he takes the high road. All right, cool. You know, I don't know what he and Bron's relationship was, but I'm sure that little letter he released out to the press didn't really help it anymore. But just imagine if they had a decent working relationship. And you know, when he left, he wished him well, blah, blah, blah. Instead of, you know, sending that seething letter, that hateful letter. Like, it's just crazy. Like, it just bugged out. You know, fans burning his jersey. You know, I just, you know, you can't get mad at a player for wanting to do more for himself. I want to win. I want to figure out how to do this thing. And he came back, fulfilled his promise, and did what he had to do. He owed the city, you know, but don't get mad. Don't get mad at these athletes, you know? You really can't. You know, hopefully, you know, no more vitriol directed at the players, you know, for doing what's best for them, as opposed to when the teams do things like this. You know, because you look at DeMar DeRozan, he's a guy that publicly praised the Raptors, that he wanted to be there. As I noted before, nobody wants to stay there. Nobody's there saying, I'm going to go to – you know, you're a kid, you're growing up, you know, you're in L.A., you more than likely say, hey, I want to play for the Lakers. You never want to say, I want to be a Raptor. I mean, every kid in my generation and maybe kids a little bit younger than me, they love Vince Carter. Maybe you want to wear a Raptors jersey, of course, because Vince Carter was Vince Carter and did, you know, some amazing things for the people up in Canada when he was on the court. But – for the most part, you know, most stars, they get their time in. They get their first big deal. After that deal expires, they're gone. You know, McGrady left out this rookie deal. You know, look at that. Vince Carter had to force himself out. You got a guy that wants to be there. Kyle Lowry resigned. And you got a guy that wants to be there, man. It's kind of crazy. So we'll see how that works out, man. But I do know that the players went off in the organization. You know, here's just a few tweets from some of the people that had something to say. Isaiah Thomas, as I noted earlier, he said, just learn from my story. Loyalty is just a word in this game. Dame Lillard, shaking my head, cold game. Paul George, shaking my head. Lou Williams, I'm hurt by my dog. My dog gave the city organization his heart and soul. He was loyal to the soil, got stabbed in the back. Even an anonymous NBA player said, teams will tell you that you're part of the long-term plan, but then they'll trade you or decide not to re-sign you. And if you get hurt, you're useless to them. But if a player makes a business decision and walks away, they're the enemy. And that's sad because that's just the way it works. That's just the image that's put out there. Oh, you're selfish. You know, fans, we get caught up. You know, of course, If you're the Cleveland Cavaliers a couple years ago, you know, you're sitting there, you're mad as hell at Bron for leaving. You don't want him to leave. Why would you leave? Come on, man, don't do this to us. So, of course, the jersey burners are going to do this and do that. But listen, if my basketball career can get extended, if I can go play with my boys, if I can do a little bit better, I'm going to take advantage of it. That's why it's called free agency. It's there for a reason. These guys back in the day, they were for that. You know, Spencer Hay, one of those guys, they opened up the road. They opened up the door so you can play and do whatever it is you want to do. That's why we have it here, man. People need to kind of get that hatred out their heart. Fans, especially some of these diehard fans, man, the comments you see online. And, you know, I'm just a little weirded out like everybody else about why Kawhi isn't really saying much and why it's happening. I'm just of the mindset like, yo, you play in the NBA. You're about to get a huge deal. You're about to get almost, what, $170-something million? You know, whatever it is you're going to get it, because I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if he's even going to be there, sit out, get traded. We don't know where he'll end up. But at the end of the day, you're going to get at least $140-some-odd million to play ball. You have a sneaker deal with the Jordan brand that's reported. You're getting $500K a year, and there's another deal on the table in which if you re-sign, you're going to get a $4 million raise. So you're getting money hand over fist. My thing is to say, go out there, ball out, show everybody, you know, what you're capable of. And it seems to me that he's just kind of really upset that they released and leaked reports about him, about his injuries. You know, he got misdiagnosed apparently for a wrist injury in 2014. So it just seems like he has a lot of animosity, and he's kind of feeling that he's like aiming his animosity at other teams and other organizations. Everybody is different. Nobody's the same. So if I was him, you know, people in his ear, go out there and do what's best for you. You know, I wouldn't say I wouldn't recommend sitting out, but you know, you get where you gotta go, and then you let everybody see what you're about, man. Everybody has an opinion about an athlete. Why would you do it? I just say, look, you got a lot of money on the line. Go get that money, man. Because that window always closes. You're never going to be as old. You're never going to be as, you know, as young as you are today. You know? So you got to go out there, get the bag, get whatever you can get, capitalize while you can. Because, again, like they say, when you old, you're useless to them, man. So it's a situation that's going to be ongoing. Obviously, we're definitely going to talk more about it. I just wanted to really get something out there right now, kind of get my 2 cents about it. It's just a weird trade to me. I just don't really understand it. I think DeRozan really helps the Spurs. You know, I don't want to leave him out and just like he's an afterthought, but I really think he helps the Spurs out a whole lot. You know, they fit right in. You know, Pop's system is great. You look at, you got DeMar, you know, you got DeMar DeRozan, you got LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, I mean, they let Kyle Anderson go. So you got some other pieces there, you know, and they can work wonders. They should have won a little bit more, obviously, but when your best players playing 9 games and they had the season that they had, it's pretty awesome when you look at it at the end of the day. Now, if Kawhi goes and he joins forces up there with Toronto, he got a pretty strong roster. They got a nice little team. You know, people were saying like they're close second to Boston. So we don't really know how that works. I know their odds jumped up from 60-1 to 20-1 favorites to win a championship. And I know the Spurs odds dropped a lot. So we'll see how that works out. You know, I'm just interested to see how this all pans out. But I'm hoping for the best. I'm just still scratching my head over certain things with this. And it's not something I would have done if I was, you know, Masai Ujiri. I wouldn't have pulled the trigger on this because I don't want to risk my job. And, you know, like Chris Broussard made a point today. It's almost like you're not expected to win a championship. So 50 to 55 wins is something where, you know, again, Dwayne Casey ended up getting terminated and he lost his job. But it seems like you're not expected to. And I guess like firing Casey was something to be like, all right, let me just see if we can get something done here. But now you get a totally different look. The guy you traded for is even going to show up. You know, a little interesting, right? That's just how I see it. But you know, everybody felt that he got backstabbed. And again, the one guy. I'm not going to knock Kyle Lowry because he re-signed, but DeMar DeRozan is like the franchise, right? He's the guy that was a big free agent a couple years ago. Everybody wanted him. He'd stay loyal. Public, loyally public. Wasn't one of those little reports leaking out. You know, you might have had the fake smoke screens coming out, but he was loyal. Then this is what happened. So that's why people, man, is a business. Let these guys get what they get however they can get it. I am not mad at anything that they do. So also, before I go, I want to give 2 special shout-outs. One, I want to shout-out WNBA All-Star Liza Cambridge. I screwed her name up from the Dallas Wings. She broke the league single scoring record by scoring 53 points to go along with 10 boards and 5 blocks. Big Australian girl, man. She can ball. She can hoop. She's amazing. And I'm giving her a special shout-out, you know, just because the young ladies, you know, they never really get the props that they should get. Excuse me. I screwed her name up again. I'm terrible for that. Liz Cambridge. So I apologize for that. But, you know, again, she broke the WNBA scoring record, 53 points, 10 boards, 5 blocks. I wanted to give her a shout out. No matter what platform you have, how big or how small it is, they definitely need to get props. You know, they don't get enough props. And when I say they, I'm talking about the WNBA players. Some of the best ball you'll watch. You know, some of the comments I see are asinine online. Oh, you know, when they complain about making more money, people always have something to say. And I don't really want to dig too deep into that. I want to give her props because she deserves it. I just don't think that they get enough props. It's always like it's on the bottom line on ESPN or whatever. Somebody puts it up on Instagram. Somebody posted on Facebook or whatever, and that's really the end of it. But, you know, she's a stud. She's made a second All-Star team, had a big night the other night. So definitely one of the brightest stars in the game. Big shout out to her. And also before I get out of here, I want to give a huge shout out to 11-year NFL vet Darrelle Revis. He announced his retirement today, July 18th. You know, definitely a future Hall of Famer, played 11 years. He's another guy that took his destiny in his own hands. Got all the money he can get and maximize himself. People complain, oh, he's holding out. You don't know what these players go through. Revis tore his ACL with the Jets, was shipped off, and, you know, got a deal with Tampa Bay. You know, those deals are never guaranteed and never friendly. You got to go on the field and earn them. But people got mad because he signed the deals he signed, the 1-year deals, the 2-year deals. I'm not mad at him. He got every dollar that he can possibly get. You know, he's a shutdown corner, one of the best corners we've seen in the game. Everybody loves him. Everybody, you know, showed him a lot of love today. Definitely one of the best I've seen, and he'll definitely be in Canton in a couple years. So shout out to Darrelle Revis again. And that's all I have right now. And I just wanted to really reach out. But I'll definitely be back with some more reports when everything changes. I'll definitely come back and give the ladies that I have. I'm saying about like everybody else. Please do me a favor. If you're on Instagram, follow my page at Sports Drama Entertainment. Update everything. I try to catch them as they come. Try to get it to you. You know, all news, all walks of life. I try to get a little bit of everything. And so do me a favor. If you're on Instagram, hit that follow. You know, and thanks again for subscribing to the podcast. Thanks for listening. You know, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a grandmother, tell an auntie, whatever you can do. Just help spread the word, man. I appreciate you, man. It's your boy, Jamon Bolton, signing off. And I'll be back in a few.